This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'd love to introduce you all to the fabulous Lizzie Flynn. Woo-hoo! Lizzie, welcome. How are you this morning?
I'm great, thanks. And I'm definitely woken up now.
That's goody.
Energetic introduction I've had.
I was going to say, Lizzie, have you ever had an introduction like that on the stage?
No, I need you guys to travel with me.
Because I think so.
We can be your hype girl and boy.
Can.
Maybe that's what our careers, like
audience,
the direction of our careers. We should just be hype girls and boys. For all of our listeners, Lizzie, you are about to embark on your tour, You and the Open Sky, which is for your soon-to-be-released album, You and the Open Sky. So, Lizzie, would you be able to tell us how long you've actually been performing for?
I've been performing for quite a few years. But my last album I did probably about 10 years ago.
Okay.
There was a long break there, but you know, I like to take my time. It's all about the quality.
100%. Quality over quantity.
Absolutely.
That's right. So I took my time, but I've been doing gigs and I've been always doing lots of musical projects. Like I write music for theatre as well, so I always sort of write different projects along the way.
Wow. So it sounds like not only do you write your own music, but you write a lot of different pieces. So have you always been writing your own music, all of your songs, particularly on your new album and your new tour? Do you write most of your music or do you have a few collaborators around? Do you kind of have a crew of people that help you compose everything?
No, not yet. Actually, one of my goals is to co-write because I must admit I've been afraid of co-writing and it's too much pressure to sit in a room with someone. So this latest album definitely is like all the songs were written by myself, but when it comes to recording it, the arrangements and everything are collaboration of the musicians and the engineer and myself, because I like to the musicians and everyone to have an input into the arrangements.
Now, with that kind of writing style that you have, Lizzie, a lot of your music actually incorporates kind of a satirical and joyful style, and there's a lot of storytelling actually involved in your music writing. Have you always written this way, or is there a reason why you kind of brought this satirical and satire into your new album? Is this a new kind of approach from you?
I think it's a combination of having a lot of different influences. In one sense, I really like certain styles. Like, I really like, say, having happy sort of melodic music, really melodic music with sad, little darker words, because I think that kind of reflects life a lot. Mm. Like, you know, like, it's, and then it doesn't get too depressing. But I also like, you know... I also like storytellers, you know, obviously like Paul Kelly Anastasia, and also, but as well as people like that, I'm also influenced by people like Tim Minchin. As I said, I'm interested in theatre, who also has like really unbelievable sort of lyrics and comedian, you know, comic lyrics as well. So I like kind of that that notion of having the duality of having sort of comedy as well as dark lyrics and really melodic music too.
So over 10 years, you would have really developed your sound. And as you just said, Paul Kelly is an influence. Other than other artists, where else do you get your inspiration from for your music?
I get it from, obviously I've got it from experiences as well, my own experiences, but also just trying to observe other people and writing down things that people tell me, and writing a journal, keeping a journal, writing down what people tell me. I also am still, a long time ago, I lived in Ireland as well, which influenced my last album, and I'm still influenced by those artists a lot too. Like when I was in Ireland, I went to a lot of gigs with Glenn Hansard and The Frames and Damien Rice, Lisa Hannigan, who was just out here. So I really like their style of songwriting too, and I listen to a lot of sort of Irish singer-songwriter music. And also I go to a lot of musical theatre as well, as I said before. So I really like, in musical theatre, The songs are very melodic, and I really like melodic hooks and riffs. So that really influences me a lot too in the music and the melodies.
Fellow musical theatre buff, I love it.
We love it here. Now, Lizzie, of course, you are the absolute superstar of the show and the absolute superstar of the tour. But of course, we must, with every great lead lady, of course, there is a duo or a trio behind you. Now, The Reckoning. They are, of course, Lizzie and The Reckoning. How did you get together with your other part of the band?
They're called The Reckoning because each, in most of the places that I go to, it changes, the lineup changes. Some people, a lot of the times, people can't travel because, they've got their own things happening or their own little jobs or their own projects, or I'm playing with actually people who are in bands themselves, they've got their own bands. So in Brisbane, I have a Reckoning, and in Sydney, the Reckoning changes a little bit, some players that are the same. And in Melbourne, I'm going to have another Reckoning that I'm rehearsing with and playing. And it makes it really interesting. I mean, it makes it really interesting for me because the arrangements change slightly. I have different instrumentalists come in and out.
Wow.
And definitely good for my musicianship because I've got to keep it together.
and you've got to keep it relevant for the cities as well. Do you kind of see that with every kind of different Reckoning that you're kind of getting a different style that you find appealing to each city?
I definitely do. As there's different soloists, there might be a violin player who's a soloist in some cities, and then there might be a guitarist or in another city. So definitely it does change, but I think that's a good thing. It really brings life into the songs and it brings life into my singing too, it interprets the songs in a new way.
Yeah, that's nice. Brilliant.
So what we've noticed when watching your band, you and your band The Reckoning, that there are some particularly interesting instruments used throughout the different songs. So there's the violin, the mandolin, banjo, and the double bass. Is there any particular reason for the choices in these instruments?
Well, it's funny because, I've always loved the violin from actually my stint in Ireland, because a lot of folk pop or folk rock bands there, they use the violin all the time, so I've really loved that. I never thought I would have banjo in a song, and then I kind of got a bit hooked on it. I played on the album, there was a really great fiddle player who I got in, George Jackson. He played in another band called The Company, and he also played banjo. So I just sort of happened to get him to record banjo and fiddle on the. And he's actually moved to Nashville now. He's doing his thing in Nashville. So and he was just a great banjo player. And I really got into it after that. Actually, I really liked it and thought, I want to use it in the live show as well.
Gee, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. And All those different instruments as well would probably reflect all the different locations you've been to. Now, talking about those locations that you've performed in over the years, because you have been to a lot. You've been to a lot of different locations. Is there one that really stands out for you, Lizzie, that you always make an effort to go back to?
That's a hard one because I really love regional gigs. I really love playing in halls, and I just did a house concert. Actually, someone invited us to a concert at a house. But they had tickets that everyone comes in and it's like in their huge lounge room. So that's a great gig.
Decent sized house.
That's right. And you meet, but also look, I love playing festivals, and bowling clubs. I'm about to play Petersham Bowling Club in Sydney, and Kyama Folk by the Sea.
Yep.
That's right by the sea. It's a folk festival that's literally on the water. And I'm really looking forward to playing. Actually, so many people have told me, and I haven't been to it yet, but the Caravan Club in Melbourne, I've got a gig there.
Yes, yes.
And I've never Caravan Music Club, and I've never played there before, and everyone keeps telling me what a beautiful venue it is.
It's a great venue. It's actually a really beautiful venue. So just going back to the album, the title of the album, You in the Open Sky, it's a really interesting title. So we were just curious if there was a reason behind it.
It actually comes from a lyric from one of the songs called Awakening on the album, and mm-hmm. the lyric is nothing screams like you in the open sky. And I guess when I first started, this sort of first started the album, the concept of the album first started when I went on a road trip in Australia. I drove from Brisbane to Melbourne, and when you drive through in Australia, you often just see these cloudless blue skies,
mm-hmm.
and they look like they look like an empty canvas, you know, that you can ride on and start again, and each day is a new one. And I was just thinking about how, you know, sometimes you have regrets about things, but, you know, you can always wake up and hopefully see it's a new day, and every day is a new day.
Mm.
And I wanted everyone to have that concept and view in the open sky. There's always an open sky out there for everyone, you know, like that you can start again. And I wanted it to have sort of a positive title that includes people as well. So that was kind of the reasoning behind it, yeah.
Lizzie, you could be a motivational speaker as well. Wow. That's amazing. You know, every time I look at the open sky now when I'm driving along, I am going to think of you.
It's just a really beautiful sort of image when you think, and I also think it's this feeling of just feeling like you're the only people in the world. Like when you're driving and it's like complete isolation from anything remote, anything really like a city.
Particularly on the Nullarbor Plain.
It's like that.
Yeah.
There's just a point where it's just like, I was driving up north towards the border of Victoria, and we were, where we were, there weren't even power lines. Like, nothing was connected to any form of electricity. It just felt like you're in this different age, really, but it was just felt like complete desert. And it was very remote, very on our own. And we're like, if we break down, there's no one coming to find us.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah, it's this feeling sort of like, what can we do? It's this invincibility, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's good to know that, you know, that you can always, that each day's a new day somehow, but,
It's a beautiful way to put it. Now, of course, you're performing your exciting national tour, You in the Open Sky. Could you please tell us a little more information about where to get tickets and a bit of the information about where you're performing in Victoria?
Yeah, I've got a website, which is lizzieflynn.com. And I've got a Facebook. If you type Lizzie Flynn Music, it's Lizzie with an IE. So Lizzie Flynn Music, FLYNN. And if you type Lizzie Flynn Music into Facebook, you can see my gigs. And I'm coming to Melbourne on Thursday, the 26th of October. And then I'm playing that weekend there. So
okay,
I'm playing Open Studio in Northcote on Thursday. And then on Friday, I'm going to Castlemaine, and I'm playing the Royal Theatre with Liam Gurner and Hijinks.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday, I'm actually going to Tarwin Lower, playing in a hall there, which I'm really looking forward to.
Oh.
And on Sunday, the 29th, I'm playing the Caravan Music Club with Kavisa Mazzella.
Oh, nice. So you are getting there.
Playing with her.
Perfect.
Yeah, so really, really looking forward to those gigs in Melbourne.
Oh, that's absolutely terrific. Amazing. Well, Lizzie, that wraps us up. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.